Hello, everybody. It's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe. With a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's up? What's new and exciting with you? So my brain is frazzled today because it's just pure madness over here. Wow. So I got everything going on from preparing for UPW to just coaching stuff, personal stuff. And I dyed my hair back to red. So everybody is all about that right now. And for me, it was just, it's for me. So it's kind of crazy. It's sort of like the color of fire. It's really red. So it makes me laugh because I really like it because it's vibrant. It's wild. And I just changed my Zoom picture and my Instagram and Facebook pictures. And wow, like in the sun, it's like, get some sunglasses out, girl. It's red. But brings out my freckles and my super blue eyes. And I love it. So change is good. Change is real good. And so everybody's asking me why I did this. And you know what? I had red hair for like 6 years. I'm a natural redhead, obviously not like Wendy's redhead, but it was so interesting because about a couple weeks ago, I had a couple of my mom's friends that were like online and they were like, oh, you look just like your mother. And not that that's a bad thing, but you're trying to get past the grieving and just moving on and trying to get back to my own identity and not have that constantly be in your face. And I know I look like my mom, and that is a blessing that I look like my mom and I love my mom. But I'm trying to come out of that pancreatic cancer cloud that was 18 months of pure hell and restart my business, my life, you know, my love passion that I'm in. And I was sitting with George the other day and I was like, hey, what do you think if I dye my hair red? And he's like, yeah. He loves when I'm a redhead. So obviously this is a little red, but he loved it. And when I went blonde right before COVID. And I think a little bit before that, because it's like, you know, your girl's a little gray because I'm 45, not going to lie. And I don't mind gray. Like literally if my hair went like super sexy silver, like I would rock that. I would totally rock that. So, but unfortunately it's not like that. I'm not blessed like that. So, I went blonde all during COVID because, you know, for like a year we couldn't go to like a salon or whatever, so like my hairdresser was like giving me tips on like how to fix my gray, and it was just super easy when I was blonde. So your girl went back to red. So I was outside taking pictures today, and of course today is like the windiest day ever. Can't take pictures, and when my hair is all in my face, and I sent some pictures to George and he's like, ooh, that one's sexy. And I'm like, okay, I can't use a LinkedIn picture and Zoom picture that's sexy. So, just kind of funny. Just the random shit that happens over here. I bet you can hear the wind. It's like super crazy right now. But, yeah, my brain is just all over the place. Like, it's just been super crazy just trying to prep for UPW and all this other stuff being a support for UPW. I'm excited. It's going to be super fun just helping, you know, the UHPW, the female community that's in the Tony Robbins community. Like, we're a big community, and I'm just super excited to be a support for everybody in there. And but yeah, it's a lot. You definitely learn people's skills and how maybe they don't have as good computer skills you are, and it brings like you down to the world of humbleness and being able to realize that not everybody's good at computers. Not everybody knows where like the Zoom buttons are, and not everybody knows how to do everything, and just being very humble for all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to just get a little bit of a podcast out there to say that, you know, I love you guys, and just everybody's been supporting me. This is my 150th episode. Wow. So I've been doing this for 150 weeks. I haven't missed a week yet. And that's kind of crazy. Just that many weeks of doing a podcast and, you know, chit-chatting with you all and telling funny stories and all the bizarre shit and the good stuff and that's going on in my life. But, you know, I just wanted to have a podcast today of gratitude and love and support and thank you for everybody that's been here listening. And my podcast ratings are going up. So thank you for everybody that's listening. And I adore every one of you. And if it's not for you, I wouldn't be coaching. And I really appreciate all the love and support. I can't say that enough because, you know, I see it with my newsletters and everybody's like, who is signing up for my newsletter. And if you're not in my newsletter, hello, sign up for the newsletter. So it's in the show notes. Just click on it and sign up. But I did write in the newsletter this week. It was all about gratitude and just taking that all in. And sometimes we forget to have moments of gratitude in our life and being thankful for the things that we have and what we're having moving forward. And yeah, you know, I had a big moment of gratitude when George and I planned our vacation. I love going on vacation. I love traveling. I love seeing things. Like, we're big national park fans, and we haven't been to Glacier National Park in a few years because of COVID. And I mean, we went to other national parks, and you know, it's really fun to hit some other parks, but Glacier National Park in Montana is our home park. And when I say home park, we go there a couple times, maybe like once or twice a year. And we haven't been there in a couple years, and it's just been really sad. There was just a lot of construction and a lot of like things weren't open, so we just haven't gone there because we were waiting for things to kind of settle down. And this year we're going in September, right after my birthday. We're going, and it's exciting. It's just so exciting to get back, and it's a home for us. And, you know, George and I are actually looking at some real estate out there to have like a place for us to go to, you know, other here than Pennsylvania, that we can go out to Montana. And yeah, like, I hope one day that you all could go to Glacier National Park. And I say these things, I'm like, in my heart, I'm like, don't tell people, like, we don't want them to go out to Glacier. But it truly is a beautiful park. And if you have the opportunity to go up to Montana, to go to Glacier, to go to Banff, you know, Waterton, all these beautiful places up there, it's just a different world. There's many people who feel that they have to fly so far away to go on a vacation. And we have these beautiful national and state parks like right in our back door. And just go get outside, get some vitamin D and do some grounding, be in nature, say hi to Pachamama and all those wonderful things that we can do. And we need that. We need that for mental sanity. We need that for grounding. We need that for just getting away from the concrete jungle we call life and just turning things around. So very excited about going to Glacier, very excited about a lot of fun things coming up, very exciting about coaching and just a lot of fun stuff coming up in the next quarter, because my life is in like months and quarters. But you know what? Life is good. And I want you to realize that life is good, and it's time for you. And when you're ready, message me. Tell me what's good about your life and tell me what's going well and tell me what's not going well. And, you know, if you need support and how I can support you, that I'm here for you. So on that note, I'm going to let you go. But one last thing. Get out there. Do it. Step up to the plate, and whatever you're thinking about doing, honey, go and do it. All right, everybody, I love you all. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch up with you next week. Mwah.